Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Welcome back. Let's get back to work on this box. So the Allegro Assai is the fourth movement of the C major violin sonata by Johann Sebastian Bach. Up to here, this is scale stuff, you know. It could be here, or it could be here. One of those two positions is kind of where all these notes are coming from most easily on the neck. When I look at it, I've got an A as the highest note, so that seems like it could work well here in a... I guess I prefer two, because that's the main theme. I like it to be in this kind of formation on two strings as opposed to three strings. So that's why I chose that. Anyway, I went over that in the first video. So it goes... Now it gets to the string skipping part. Second video was and we made this switch to get up because we're going to go to the kind of the D minor sound, and this is before that is a kind of an A7 sound. And then this cool part with the accents. Oh, sorry. We stopped there, I believe. So now we're going to go to the ending of this first half of this movement, basically. So we're down because we have to hit this G again. When I'm reading, now I'm not reading this for the first time. I've played this before, and I'm not doing a sight reading. It's not necessarily a sight reading test. It's more of a finding a good fingering thing. So as I said before, like if you we're thinking about performing this. Now, I don't perform Bach live. It's not like a thing that I do because I'm not a classical guitar player. I don't know. I have too much respect for this repertoire to try to play it live, but I find it to be really great practice. And especially for the pick, this is the part that really is challenging to get the pick to make all the notes accurately. So you have... Okay, this is the second bar of the screenshot that I'm going to attach to this one. I think you could take each one of these bars and kind of work it out. Now, obviously, I have to hit the G, and you're not going to come up here for the F, so I can see this just kind of outlining this G7 formation, right? And then, right, it's a C major, so going from G7 to C, it's 5-1. you, but for me, the way I remember, like, stuff like this, like classical pieces and stuff like that, I had to think about chord changes. And I think, like, what are the changes? The changes here is just going 5 to 1. So I'm going always. Oh, except not the first time. The first time I'm using 3-1 because I have to hit the... I have to hit the G with the with my second finger, right? That's really the only logical way to do it. And the other ones, 3-2-1-2, 3-2-1-2, 2-3-1-3, no, 2-3-1-2 is what it's going to be. To get there, you can't do 2-3-1-3 then go there. It's not going to work. So 2-3-1-2. Oops. Now that I could just work on that one beat, really, just try and get the because it's a double string skip. You're just going sixth string, fourth string, and then second string. Much easier to do, obviously, with fingers, but it's a good challenge with the pick. So where does it go then? Basically, it moves up a whole step. So, now you got... Actually, it's exactly transposed. So those two, those four bars together are... A little sloppy. Let me try again. I see what's difficult about it is. I'm going from my second finger. So when I have a spot like that, that I'm stumbling, I slow it down and I don't really think about the fingering until I go on intuition until I have spots where I'm stumbling, and then I say, well, what am I doing wrong there? So, could I get that A some other way? I mean, obviously I could play the open string, but... I can't do it. I have to hit that A with the second finger. So can I play the previous note with a different finger? Switched out instead of going, I went, just changed the finger, and that frees this finger up to come back and grab the root. which I was doing without, if I didn't put any thought into it, that's the way I would naturally do it, because it's just a natural thing to do. Not, you're not thinking to do that. But to plan ahead to get the next note, you have to do that. And then, now you're in D major. So kind of D7, right? Tough. So how else could I do it? Pretty much could use an open string, but I'm still using my strategy of using fingered notes because they're easier to control. Okay, it's not in a third position, but sort of. I'm always using 3-2-3 for the. So 2-3-2-3-1-3-2-3-4-3-2-3. D7. Real easy with the fingers. But it's fun to see if you can get it with the pick. This is a gnarly passage. So, starting back at the G7. Sorry. Gotta concentrate. I forgot to do the thing that I said I was gonna do. Exercise. Now I would imagine there's other ways to do this. What I don't like in that case is the changing of the timbre, going from the third string to the fourth string. That's why I kind of, if I changed it, much different sounding as opposed to, sorry, and then going, still has the same sound. Ah. Now we're going to a G major, right? You can also do it here. Into stretching. Ooh. I don't like it. I would go like this. Switcheroo here. This is 3-2-1-2. to instead of this one to. That's an interesting exercise. 1, 2, 1, 2. Those high G's are playing with two different fingers. 1, 2, 1. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. So. And then. This is back to a A7. Sounds like a kind of an A7 with a D. Sorry, A7 with a D in the bass kind of sound like. So this is all string skipping, this whole passage, you know? So starting from here. That's the main part of it, and then the rest is, I think this, the rest is pretty straightforward. This is like kind of a wrapping up. It goes, it's all scale stuff, all just in fifth position. Why fifth position? Because I see it, that's the highest part, is that C, so I just stay in fifth position, and the lowest is this D, which is right there. So in looking at the whole phrase, I just see that position as being the place to go. Now I gotta jump out a little bit there. But that's not hard to grab the D from fifth position. Now I could do the whole thing up here, like somewhere like. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I know I'm in. I know I'm kind of in this D7-ish type of sound, and I want it to be around where I would see that chord and stuff like that. That's all like a D7. So this is all still, well, I guess it's kind of like G minor, but then it goes back to the, it's like one, back to the five. See, so it's kind of going back and forth between the tonic and dominant, right? That's all dominant, then it goes back to the dominant, back to the tonic, then back to the tonic, dominant. On a G major. So we started in C major, we ended in G major. The reason for that is because the next section does kind of a whole thing on the dominant, like off of G instead of off of C. So like start, instead of, it comes off the G and then does a whole other thing, which we'll get into. So that whole section, that's kind of a long one, but I didn't feel like breaking it up. So we got, after this last video where we did it, started here. Thank you. mistakes there. Maybe I could do it better if I practice a little more. I was trying to do it faster. That's where I would like to have it. I think I've learned this before, and now I've kind of forgotten it. So, you know, that's what happens. I could probably get it quite a bit faster if I practice it. But I wanted to show you, the process that I go through when I'm trying to like work out fingerings and figure out the best way to play something. It's a pretty laborious process, but I always like it. Actually, I think it's kind of like a puzzle, and when you figure it out, you're like, ooh, that's. That's cool, and it always teaches you a little bit about the guitar and, you know, a new way to get around something, especially if it's something not written for the guitar. It's written for violin, so there's a lot of bigger intervals than we might play on a guitar because the violin's tuned in fifths, right? So you have to move around quite a bit. All right, that's enough for today for sure. So next time we'll get into the second part of this piece. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.